whether you're for it or against it, doesn't really matter. Seems the personal stereo is here to stay. And if some guy ever walks up to you on the street and asks to hear what's coming through your headphones, don't be alarmed. That's just Gideon Darkangelo, known to riders of the Metro North commuter line as the Walkman Buster.
Can you tell me, when's the next express train to Croton?
Express is 1058 on 33.
Track 33? Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, could I find out what you're listening to on your Walkman there?
I got a gospel tape in here, the Colorado Mass Choir. You want to hear it? It's called God Said Not So. The lady says it could have been her, homeless and in the street, nowhere to go, no food to eat, you know, with a heart that's broken and no inner peace. She said, but God said not so. She's thanking God. It could have easily been her as the person that's out there. I listened to that too because it could have easily been, it was me at one time. You know what I mean? I was out in the street before. I had a family to go to, but I was too ashamed to go to them because of the things that I was doing. A little song sometimes can stop you from doing the wrong thing. I prefer gospel over anything because the other music is just music. It's not really talking about nothing. This helped save my life.
I guess we should get our tickets out, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me, could I check out what you're listening to?
It's Poison the Well.
Poison the Well?
Yeah.
Wow. This band, who are these guys?
They're like punk hardcore. For the most part, they're just bam, bam, bam. Like whiny schoolboy, lost their girlfriend. Throwing and screaming and whatever.
So this is your own mix?
Yeah. I actually, I have a radio show up in Albany.
What do you call your show?
I call it the Lacrimal Effect.
The Lacrimal Effect. Yeah. What's that mean?
The Lacrimal Effect. Lacrimal is sort of like trying to get some sort of emotion that makes you cry. So I try to get music that actually touches people in some sort of way. This song in particular, it just sort of pisses you off, makes you want to jump into the mosh pit and hit someone, and then like it's like, wait, but it's a chick, and so like, you're making me think too much about this. I just enjoy listening to it.
How's it going? Can I tap into what you got on your Walkman there?
Can you what?
Can I listen to what you got on your Walkman?
My name is Miss Jones.
Miss Jones, I appreciate you taking some time to talk.
They call me today. Sister.
Sister? People call you that?
That's what they call
me. That's my aunt's sister.
Really?
When we was little, we could never pronounce her name, so we call her Sister.
Sister Jones?
Sister Jones.
Sister Jones. Which tune is this?
What song is this one? What's that man name?
Who?
Sing with the baby?
Jaheim.
Jaheim.
Jaheim?
This is called Fabulous.
Oh, that's the name of it. Fabulous.
It sends a message of just respecting oneself, respecting each other, having unity, the foundation of just everyone getting along. And it's a good song. It's a good message. You want R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you know, you never give up. You keep your head up. And, you know, we're fabulous people. You love yourself. You always got to love yourself.
What's bringing you down to Yonkers today? And
Austin, I went to Austin, Sing Sing, see my son.
How long has he been in there now?
6 years. I got 4 more years.
How often can you come up for a visit? What is the?
Every other weekend.
Austin, station Austin.
Excuse me, I was wondering, could I check out what you're listening to on your Walkman?
Excuse me?
Could I check out what you're listening to on your Walkman?
an old Santana album that was like nobody ever even heard of called Marathon.
Give me a year. Has some, what do you think? More or less.
I think it's like 82, 83 maybe.
Okay.
I've been recording a lot of my old LPs onto CD.
Uh-huh.
Old funk albums, Street Player, Chaka Khan, Brothers Johnson.
Is that stuff you had on LP? That's
yeah.
That stuff you had on vinyl? Well, how about digging back into an old LP? Do you have any old LPs on here?
Yeah, let me see.
Let's see what you got.
Oh, here you go. Got an old Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I think it's one of their first albums.
Does this music remind you of a certain time or place?
You know, it's funny. I went through that. When I first opened the boxes, I said, am I gonna like go back to where I was when I had these albums first and listen to them all the time, or? And it doesn't do that for me. It just makes me feel good that I can listen to this music again, you know.
But in a fresh way.
Oh yeah, it doesn't take you back to the past. It enhances the present.
Be on the alert. You never know when you might be stopped by the Walkman Buster, alter ego of designer and independent producer Gideon Darkangelo,